Welcome to the Swimming Ideas Podcast, episode number 10, How to Hire Summer Lifeguards and Swim Instructors. My name is Jeff, and I'll be your host for today. Let's get started. We're quickly approaching that summer season in the United States where everybody is looking for lifeguards and swim instructors. It's also the time when most people who are patronizing our outdoor pools are starting to look for programs and things that they can do during the summer with their kids. So we're going to take a look at today what you can do as a program director to hire new summer lifeguards and new summer swim instructors. We have a few things to go over. First, where can you find instructors? Where can you pull your pool of candidates from? And then we'll go over some small things about what you can do during your training sessions to maximize your staff and to encourage more staff from joining your program just by word of mouth. Let's start with what you can do to hire your swim instructors or your lifeguards. And our first option here is to start early. So right now it is March, and actually we want to have started in January or in February, because that'll give us a more further out to rehire our old staff, sign contracts if that's what you do for your returning staff, and then you can kind of assess your needs for what you're looking for going into February and March as far as your new hires. So start early. That's really important, is to start as early as you can to get a jump on hiring people. Second thing that you should do is to be everywhere. Go on every job board that you can find. Visit every place that you're going to want to be drawing your pool of staff from. So Craigslist, Monster, Career Builder, any of the job posting boards, it's worth the $10, $20, $40 a month for these few spring months to advertise. We just want to get our name out there and make sure that people are seeing us as a legitimate business. If you have a company website, so if you're affiliated with the Park District, use your Park District's job posting board. Run ads to drive people to that, announcing that you have openings. You can visit local high schools. If you're going to have a large high school staff, then go to the high school during lunch or during just the opening time and ask if you can put up flyers. Usually you can go right to the office and hand them your flyers and they'll post them in their job boards. If you have a local college, go to the colleges, the community colleges, put up your flyers there, and do that early. So in December, January, February. And by now, in March, you'll be able to have those candidates already applying for your position. You'll have advertised them for the last few weeks, few months, and you can advertise your summer staffing needs. So really our issue is that we need to find a lot of people, typically, for our outdoor programs, because we have a high volume of people and it's a high, high traffic time. So we need to get as many people as we can aware of what we need so we can get them trained, get them set up, get them started, and have enough people to actually staff our program. So we're taking a look at being everywhere and starting early. Next step in the hiring process is interview early and often. So you have two choices here. I mean, you have three. I mean, you have a whole bunch of choices. But the two choices that we're going to go over are individual interviews versus group interviews. And we'll start with some of the individual interviews. I said start early and start often and do it often. And that's because you want to have practice giving an interview. And we can go into a whole thing about that. But find out what matters to you. You know, are you looking for friendship relationships, for hiring people that are in the same peer group? Are you looking for specific questions that you want answered correctly, safety-wise or instructional-wise? Or, you know, what kind of questions can you ask that fit, that these people would fit into the culture of your program? And we'll go into culture in a little bit more. But you can sometimes the earlier you interview, the better candidate you're going to get because you aren't as restricted by, I need this person now. I need 30 people, and I've only got 20 people that applied, so I'm going to have to hire them all. In order to get away from that type of situation, we want to have started early, interview early and quickly, so we can really evaluate the people that are applying. And that way, we can have more people, ideally, applying to our positions, and then we can weed out the people that we don't think are going to be the best fit for our program or for the culture of our program. So the more you interview, the earlier, the better it's going to be for you. Start early. So early in March, in July, in February, in January. And, you know, you're going to need to consider, when can you interview these people? You know, is it a local person? Is it someone that's away, a returning staff member, or a college person that's away for the school year but comes back during the summer? You know, how can you handle that? And the earlier you do this, the earlier you start your interviews, the easier it's going to be to schedule all these different varying people. The next way that you can interview people is with group interviews. And this is something that I haven't personally experienced, but that I know exists. And I don't know how I feel about it. The idea is that you have 10 to 20 people come in, you have your managers, you have you on staff at location, and you run them through a series of team building exercises and games. And you're looking for people who exhibit leadership qualities, that work well together, that are competent, that you can follow a list set of instructions, and then you weed out the troublemakers by saying, okay, this is the person that was goofing off and not taking it seriously, this is the person that was being a joker and infecting other people with their distraction. So you can take a look at a group environment, which may more tellingly, I guess, show you about what they're going to behave like on the pool deck or in a group in the water. So you can see how they interact with their peers, if you're doing this with their peers, or how they interact in a group, and then you can kind of get an idea of what they're going to be like unsupervised on a pool deck or in the pool. And there's been success with this, how the people work together. I don't know if it would be my only interview tactic. I think I would still do the individual interviews, but you can't do these group team building leadership challenge interviews. One of the things that you avoid with this is some of the direct nervousness and panic that most beginning staff members who are usually on their first job interview have. You can try to usually avoid it with the group interviews, but we kind of want that nervousness, that seriousness to be attached to it. So, you know, you can make it informal. It's all part of the culture building of your program. And that's something that we're going to talk about right now. The culture of your program kind of defines what almost all aspects of your swimming program. So whether it's your lifeguarding or whether it's your swim instructors. And this is important. It's really important because most of our staff is high school kids or college kids. It's their first job, it's their second job, it's their first long-term position that they've had, multiple years typically, every summer. If you are in a more warm location, it's more of a year-round thing. The culture of your program kind of defines the responsibility that is attached to being a lifeguard or being a swim instructor, because there is this aspect of safety involved, and we're a team and we have to work together as a team to manage risk. So the culture of your program, which involves being there on time, you know, doing all the different responsibilities that the job requires, going to training sessions so you're on top of your skills, you know, coordinating with each other so that you are, you know, I'm getting the backboard while you're doing the rescue, I'm getting the oxygen tank while you're getting the AED. You know, all those things, knowing where you fit into the group, is all part of the culture of your program. And that culture largely defines who's going to show up and be interested in applying for your position or maintaining your staff. And what we want to do is make sure that we have a culture of inclusion and of mentorship and just a strong, responsible culture. So, like I said earlier, most lifeguards and swim instructors, this is their first job. For many people, for many managers, it's their first responsible role. And I'm talking about like on-deck managers or head lifeguards or swim coordinators and stuff. So it's typically their first real position. It's their first real job. And it's our role as the directors who are doing the hiring and who are there every year and who probably have a long history of being involved in a swim program. It's our job to mentor these new employees. And we need to have a culture of mentorship. So I don't know if whether that's buddying up and having an old staff, new staff relationship, having a big, like a big brother, big sister, or if it's, you know, a hierarchical standard. You know, you have the head person, they have their, you know, their princes or their dukes, and then they kind of delegate through them, and then it comes up the other way. So it's a hierarchy of mentorship where you have head guards, and then you have managers, and then you have the director. And it kind of goes up like a corporation would. And I'm not really talking about how to establish your culture. That's something that I can do in the future if there's any interest in it, but more that there needs to be a culture, and that by creating a culture for your program, you're creating word-of-mouth advertising that will absolutely encourage people to apply and to be a part of your program. And you want to make it a welcoming environment, but then balance that with consequences. You know, if you're not being a part of the team, if you're not adhering to the cultural lifestyle, you know, you're not showing up on time, you're being late, you're not showing up at all, you're not finding subs, you're not working with people, then there got to be consequences for getting rid of those people. And sometimes that goes counteractive to the culture, but you know, it's a necessary portion of these new positions, this new job, this summer job. So have a culture, and that culture will spread back, it'll loop you back up to spreading your word, getting you everywhere, and having you active all over the place. So just to recap, how to hire swim instructors for the summer and lifeguards: start early. You want to do it as early as you can. Start your advertising, start your interviewing process as early as possible. Be everywhere. Advertise at all the job boards locally, or you know, even online. But it may just be as simple as creating a flyer saying, hey, we're looking for lifeguards, and posting it in your facilities and at the local high school, the local college. Even you could, like, local restaurants if you want. So start early, be everywhere. Early interview early and often. So make sure that you are interviewing quickly, right off. As soon as you start getting people, start interviewing. Don't put it off to the last minute. This way you can establish your contracts. You can see who's going on vacation. You can hire those people that have already forward thought out their summers. Making sure that you have considered whether they're going on vacation. And then if you're going to do individual interviews or group interviews, and then establish a culture for your program. So this is more of a long-term thing. Here are some things that I'd like to know about you. Number one, if you have anything that you want to talk about, send me an email, jswim@swimminglessonsideas.com. That's primary. If there's anything that you want to talk about or that you want me to go further in depth in, I would love to do that. Just send me an email, jswim@swimminglessonsideas.com. Or connect with me on Twitter @swimmingideas. Would love to hear from you about anything regarding this podcast or swimming related. That's @swimmingideas. And some things about this hiring summer lifeguards and swim instructors. A few things I have questions for you. What do you do? How do you handle vacation requests during the summer? Typically it's a short season, 8 to 12 weeks. How do you handle someone that's going to be gone for 4 to 6 of those weeks? Are you going to hire them? Are you going to let them go? You know, are you not going to have them just because they're going somewhere as an opportunity? How do you handle like a 2-week vacation? Do you write contracts for your employees saying, you know, you're required to be at work this entire amount of time, and if you're not, we're going to fire you and you're not going to be eligible in the future? Do you do bonuses for holidays towards the end of the season? Some people give $50 cash bonuses if you work on a certain day because they have so few staff. How do you handle college people coming returning? Do you send mail them? You know, what is your process? Anything that you can tell me about your summer hiring process, well, I would love to know so I can provide that as a product or as a free service through our website, swimminglessonsideas.com. So if there's anything that you, you know, any information about what you do in your program, I would absolutely love to hear it. You can connect with me on Twitter at swimmingideas, or if you want to send me an email, jswim@swimminglessonsideas.com. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.